This is PBR, Preservation Bible Radio. PBR is an outreach ministry of the Wonders of the Bible Collection, proclaiming Jesus Christ through visual arts, science, and communication technologies, past, present, and future.
You're listening to Wonders of the Bible. This is Frank DeFreitas. With this broadcast, we will be continuing our Miracles of Jesus series. In our first two programs, we covered miracles 1 through 10. In this third installment, we'll be covering miracles 11 through 15. There are a total of 37 miracles of Jesus recorded in the Holy Bible. We are currently in the Gospel of Matthew. We will be revisiting each miracle in the other Gospels as the series continues. Let's begin. Miracle number 11, Curing a Demon-Possessed Man. We turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 32 through 35. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. The Gospel of Matthew is the only reference to this miracle in the Holy Bible. Miracle number 12, Healing a Man's Withered Hand. Matthew chapter 12, verses 9 to 14. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue, and, behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 3, verse 1, and in Luke chapter 6, verse 6, and we will be covering these other books in upcoming shows. Miracle number 13, Curing a Demon-Possessed Blind and Mute Man. The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 22 to 28. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed, and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. This miracle is also mentioned in Luke chapter 11, verse 14. Miracle number 14, feeding the 5,000. Matthew chapter 14, verses 14 to 21. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, Bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 6, verse 30, Luke chapter 9, verse 10, and John chapter 6, verse 1. And finally, for today, number 15. Walking on the Sea, Matthew chapter 14, verses 23 to 33. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. This miracle is also mentioned in Mark chapter 6, verse 48, and in John chapter 6, verse 19. If you are enjoying this series, stay tuned to the Wonders of the Bible for upcoming shows. And visit our website at wondersofthebible.org. Once again, this is Frank DeFreitas, and may God bless you today and every day. And remember to always love others, just as Jesus Christ loves you.
This is Preservation Bible Radio.